Josh,
yes.
do you know that hemp
yeah,
was,
I know what hemp is.
In the 1930s,
mm-hmm.
was shown to be more resilient, cheaper to produce.
As a fabric?
Than cotton.
That's
and
true.
Then the companies found out about it in America.
Yeah.
And they basically had hemp classified as a marijuana. They created that word marijuana because of hemp.
Yeah, that's true.
It was all nonsense.
Well,
it's the same thing with ice cream and like the farmers of the U.S.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
They want to be able to grow their corn and their wheat and their cocoa.
That same thing happened to my buddy Jimmy Heroin.
Almost the same story.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We are a podcast about the general nonsense in our lives, and we'd like to share it with you. Thank you for joining us this week. And I apologize. We have taken a long break.
Too long.
We needed some time to kind of like look within ourselves, kind of reinvent ourselves a little bit. So we're going to bring it today because this is a special episode. This is episode.
Why?
69. This is episode 69.
Ronnie?
So childish.
I have no idea. I'm just saying that we've hit a high number. I don't know what you're talking about. My son would get the joke, wink, wink.
Yeah.
he thinks it's funny. Episode 69. So I'm excited to bring this with you.
I'm a little shocked right now.
Go ahead.
Josh, David, you at least you purport. Josh, do you know what the word purport means?
I'm familiar.
Dave purports to be a man of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can man of God make jokes about that number?
As long as it's with your wife, it's totally fine.
Oh my God.
That's what it says in Leviticus. Listen.
Look,
he's not a man of God like he's a priest. He just happens to be a little bit more devout than
actually,
you or I.
Actually, isn't it true that like rabbis tell the dirtiest jokes, or like isn't that
reform rabbis? I don't think you're catching too many Hasidic rabbis telling 69 jokes.
Well, I have a joke. Ready?
All right.
How do you make an egg roll?
You roll it.
You push it.
Oh God! You know what? Just when I thought it was set up to be stupid and probably wasn't.
Dave,
it was stupid.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, but the way you said it, see how you enunciated? You said, "How do you make an egg roll?" You should have said, "How do you make an egg roll?"
Yeah,
that's what
it's one word. No, you didn't. You said, "How do you make an egg roll?" You separated egg and roll, and then it became very obvious.
Well, Josh, you know what? We're never going to know now, are we?
Omar, how do you make a spring roll?
You coil it.
Right.
So here we are, episode 69. Very happy to be here. As normal, I have two other hosts with me. Can't do this alone. I would if I could, but I need to have these others with me. First, I'll introduce.
Did you say you would if you could?
Maybe. I'll take that. I take it back.
You kind of went right through that real quick. That word,
Josh. How are you doing right now?
It's every time you ask that, I always go back to Omar making fun of me and doing that impression of me doing, yeah, I'm doing well, blah, blah, blah. But I'm doing all right.
Doing good?
Yes, I'm doing all right. It's been too long since we've been together. This 3-week hiatus is too long. We apologize to our listeners, but I was away during that 3 weeks, as both of you were, I think, at certain points in time.
Rehab,
and I was away with
my
guy's trip, not rehab,
no.
not this time, with my guy's trip, and we went away somewhere special because we're all turning 50. But I'm going to talk about that in my topic. But I will say this: I was in Whole Foods 2 days ago.
Hey, wait! When you have these guy's trips,
unbelievable.
Does anybody ever bring a dog with them?
No one brings a dog with them.
I would never go. They're all flying.
I'd be out.
Well, you're out for other reasons. It's not the dog reason. But
I'm not white. What is this?
Listen.
What is this? What?
I'm not.
David, he just threw the race car down.
I said nothing of your race.
I was not Muslim.
I said nothing of your religion.
I can't believe you let that slip, Josh. Wow.
I said nothing of any of that.
Sorry, Josh, continue. Sorry.
Anyway, I was at the Whole Foods the other day, which I was there returning an Amazon package. So this is, I know we're supposed to hate Amazon. What are you? You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Dude.
I guess
never
I sort of knew
an Amazon
could,
package at Whole
yeah,
Foods.
Yeah, because they own Whole Foods. Okay.
Have you ever
I'm
done that?
You.
Have you ever returned
no, no.
it? Oh, my God. It's the greatest thing in the world. Remember?
You were so middle America.
I am?
Yeah.
He's, what do you mean I am? I'm the one going to Whole Foods
and
returning an Amazon
package. You're bougie, but you're going to Whole Foods.
To return an Amazon package. That's kind of a conflict of bouginess.
You're bougie middle America. Which is the worst guy, David.
I'm not in middle America. I'm on the East Coast. Dave doesn't have a Whole Foods within 20 miles of him.
Untrue. That's not true. I have a Trader Joe's just down the street. Look at
Dave
me.
Dave has a Half Foods. Anyway, but in the old days when you returned an Amazon package, you'd have to keep the old packaging. You'd have to go on Amazon, print out a label, put it on the packaging, seal it up, and then bring it somewhere. You know, you bring it to UPS drop-off or FedEx or whatever the hell it is, right? Now, because they bought Whole Foods, you can bring it just to Whole Foods.
So who's carrying this box for you to Whole Foods?
Me. First of all, it's not
fuck that. I'm out.
It's a pair of shorts, number one. It's not a big box. I'm not
okay.
carrying
– that's manageable.
All right? Here's the beauty, though. They made it so there's a desk at Whole Foods, and you just give them your item. You don't even have to bring the package. You don't have to do anything.
No. You just throw a pair of shorts at them?
Josh, you just throw your shorts at the guy's face, and you go, return Amazon. See you later. And you walk out.
Josh,
that's how you do it.
That
yeah.
is
you blew an opportunity, Josh.
What was the opportunity?
Because David needed some new shorts to sleep in.
Yeah. Those are
golf shorts?
Those are golf shorts, and I did not get golf shorts.
Listeners might know this. David, I think still to this day.
That'll be coming up, by the way, on an Instagram post.
We'll put that clip up. In bed in his golf shorts.
Yes. Yeah. Let's not relive the whole thing. Dave's going to have a conniption. But so if that wasn't great enough, I went the other day to Whole Foods, and they have a brand new system. Now it's a kiosk. I just scan my phone underneath. It gives me a label, prints out a label. I put it in a plastic bag that they already have there. I seal it, put the label on, and drop it in a bin. It's a you're supposed to hate Amazon. I can't hate that. I can't quit it.
No.
I can't quit you, Amazon. You make life too amazing. It's
can I
too
make an
amazing.
Observation, please?
But there's more to the story. But go ahead, yes, please, because that's not even my little thing here. But go ahead.
Well, unlike the unlike.
Use your big boy
bedroom,
words. Yeah.
David has never golfed anywhere close to a 69.
What are you talking about?
Okay. That was so – I mean, the timing was bad.
I think I know where you were going with that, but
God. Try.
I don't think Comedy Central's calling you for the next roast anytime
there
soon.
There was something there.
But
yeah,
so I'm leaving.
Workshop this, that a little bit more. Yeah.
This is what I want to tell you. I'm leaving Whole Foods, right? I'm walking out of Whole Foods. There's a dude. There's a guy there with two of his kids, and there's a woman who works for Whole Foods, has the Whole Food vest on, and she's pushing the the row of carts. Like she got them all, and she's bringing them back into the store.
Wow, was she a hefty woman?
No. What are you talking about?
It's a mass to move all those carts.
They're on wheels. They're on wheels, dude. Anyone can push them. Yeah, you are. You're in rare form. He turns to her and says, "You ready for this?"
Yeah.
And as if it's an example for his children. I watched the whole thing. And he says to her, I was right next to him. He says, "Miss, thank you for being here today." And then he turns to his kids. And goes, "You see, kids?" And then he walks. And I went, "What the hell is this? Where society's going?" By the way. Where, like, it starts with thanking the troops, which is great because they put their life on the line for this country. It's amazing.
Well,
and we should thank the troops. And whenever I see someone in uniform, thank you for your service. But now we're thanking the woman in Whole Foods who brings the carts back. Like, she's doing you a favor.
Honestly,
it's her job. It's her job.
If you had said that he looked at her and said, person of sexual orientation, I don't want to assume. Thank you very much. That would have been, to me, over the top. At least he called her miss.
Yeah, he did, but it was weird. It was he's basically thanked
her. How
did
he bow? Did he bow?
He did not bow. He did not
Did he in any way show any deference to her?
He showed no deference other than as basically like, hey, look, kids, this is how society works. Thank you for being here. Otherwise,
he put his hand out like a palm.
Like no, he didn't.
Open palm.
I'm exaggerating when I do that. But that's
did he give her any money?
No. No, you can stop digging. Everything I told you is exactly what happened.
How did she react?
She just said, "You're welcome." I mean, but that's – look, it's a nice exchange. It doesn't hurt anyone. But this is a very weird precedent.
You think it made her happy? Or?
I don't know. It couldn't have pissed her off. Maybe she was like, what the hell are you thanking
me for? Maybe Josh, maybe you should start treating people that way.
I was going to say, I agree. I think we could fill this world with more thank yous.
Yeah, okay. Josh, I want more thank yous. You know, I was yelling at someone about this today, earlier. No one ever says thank you to me about anything.
Well, that's my point then. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Over thank yous takes away the real essence of a thank you.
Over thank yous, I would like a reasonable pace of thank yous.
All right, I'm going to thank you to shut the hell up and let Dave keep going with this podcast. How about that?
But Josh, I do want to – so I shouldn't say this out loud, but I was at a Brewer game in Milwaukee.
You're going to say it out loud.
Somewhere in the second inning, all of a sudden I see everyone's clapping about something, and I look up on the scoreboard, and there's some random guy dressed in a Brewer jersey and a hat. But sure enough, he was on the Army Reserves or something.
Okay.
And everyone stood up to, you know, give him a standing ovation, right? And there was an element of me that's like, yeah, I don't really want to. I was like, where did he serve? Like, what did he do exactly? Like, it looked like it was like maybe he may have never seen, you know, action.
How do you know that?
So I was a little bit perturbed. I was like, do I have to? I feel coerced. I got to stand up and clap.
Can I tell you something disturbing about that?
What?
So they do that at NFL games where they say every NFL game you go to, at some point in the game, they turn the camera on to someone in the audience who's in military fatigues or military garb, and they say, please welcome Sergeant so-and-so, Admiral so-and-so, whatever, Private so-and-so, who served in this and this, and everyone stands and claps, and you obviously very appreciative for their service.
That's
Here's the disturbing part of it. The military pays the NFL to do that.
Oh,
the NFL's not doing that out of the kindness of their hearts. Like when I first saw it, I'm like, wow, that's really great that the Eagles do that, that Philadelphia does that. They single out a person every time. And then I heard, no, the NFL, it gets paid to do that. It's like it's a recruitment type of deal. It's just it's sad. It's a little like it kind of kills the whole.
Well, see, maybe that's where I'm feeling that uncomfortableness. But because what if they put up like, you know, here's Lieutenant so-and-so.
Yeah.
Purchasing out of L.A., California. Like, that was his, like,
would you do an ovation for that?
Yeah, like, well, I want to know. Like,
you're still giving yourself to our country in one form or another.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I mind that. I mean, otherwise, you know, unless I'm all for reinstituting a draft if we need to talk about that. I'm happy to talk about it.
Now, listen, really? if the next time I go to a game, they say, hey, give it up for Shirley. She just returned all the carts to the Whole Foods in Philadelphia. Yeah, there's no thank you for your service for that one.
Yeah.
That's my point. I would like us to do. Why don't we go around the whole stadium and thank everyone, all 60,000 people, for what they do?
I want to know why Omar somehow thought that he wants to institute the draft.
I don't get that either. I kind of went over that because I think that's a train going nowhere. We can get out of the hey, how you doing? Because Omar gave me 85 questions on how this guy said thank you to the woman returning cards.
Yeah, so you felt that was too much, like that.
It's just where are we going with this? That's all. That's all I was thinking.
We're trying to be a kinder nation.
I get it, but it's overkill too.
Well, it sounds like the delivery was particularly awkward. Like David on
it was weird. It was weird. Oh, it wasn't like hey, thanks.
Did this guy put his hand on a woman's thigh like David on a first date?
Jeez. No.
Got it.
I would never do that.
Just throw that out there. Just curious.
Yeah, I hear you.
Never do that. Anyway, Omar is our second host. You may have heard his voice once or twice in this last few minutes. Omar, how are you doing?
I am happy. I was on a 32-day road show or in a suitcase for 32, which I think my limit's probably 18. And then you start going mad. But
you have to see the YouTube video.
For at least half of those nights, I was staying in 3-star hotels or less.
Oh, boy.
The horror.
Mm-hmm.
The yep. horror.
Like, yep. give me an example of a type of hotel you're talking about, like a Marriott Courtyard?
No. I'm talking about like the London Hotel in Beverly Hills.
Oh, boy.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yep. I'm talking about the 22 in London.
Yeah, listeners, if you we could start a GoFundMe.
Soho House.
Tragic. Soho House. Oh, yeah,
Soho Farmhouse.
Disgusting, disgusting yeah, hotel.
The fireplace didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, but I something happened to me in the hotel. And this is a quick question for you guys. This is the quick one. Yeah. So, what is the etiquette when you have room service coming to you or a delivery of Amazon being delivered to your room when you're in the hotel room? Like, I am.
What do you mean?
Often. Well, I mean, I'm often, you know, in between changing or showering or something. So I'm often in my boxers.
So what you do is you decide I'm going to order room service, then I'm going to strip down naked.
No. It's not room service.
Take a shower.
It's more so like my Starbucks in the morning or the Jachi Boy.
These are all
boxes.
This is all room service.
So why are you – like food being
different.
Delivered to my
room.
So
totally different, yeah.
Oh, you're saying you don't know it's coming. You don't know when it's coming. It just always happens to be when you're out of the shower or getting in the shower. I get it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a great call.
So are you supposed to put like – I don't put – because I'm a dude.
Yeah.
Like I just – I open a door a little bit and I'm in my boxers.
Yeah, you can do that and have him,
okay?
have him
no,
just put it in.
Not a, no,
what are you talking okay. about? If he just opens the door a crack and just says, hey, listen, I'm not fully dressed. Can you just give me the package? Well, that sounds
like
horrible.
Porno.
That sounds
horrible. Like
that didn't work. Yeah, that didn't work.
What if they said the same thing back? Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, I'm expecting your package. Yeah, that didn't come out right.
Yeah. Well, funny enough, I'm in my boxers. Yeah.
Yes. I see what you're saying. Oh, I thought you were going to ask about tipping when they deliver a package.
No.
Because you do that, I imagine,
I do.
Right?
I do. Yeah. Room service is hard. If I don't have cash, it's like a thing, but I
try. Yeah, but you can write it on a thing. Oh, no, you can't with a package because there's no slip. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
You could just say, hey, thanks for working here. You can do that. You can do that. Look, those hotels have robes, no?
Yes, you put on a robe or you put on your pants.
I don't wear a robe. I'm not Hugh Hefner.
You don't have to. You're not wearing the robe. You're just putting it on for that exchange.
No, that's
all.
That rope thing. I never knew what to do with it. I never knew how to tie it. I can't get. If I tie it, I can't get it untied.
Yeah, the rope thing sucks.
Who wears a rope? Seriously. Okay. Do you guys wear robes?
I'm not a robe guy.
Dave?
I'm not.
No, I don't own a robe. I don't wear robes.
Do you know anyone who wears robes? Dudes.
Yeah. No, not really.
There you go.
Yeah.
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 Hmm.
When I grew up, my dad wore a robe. When I was a little kid, I remember
around
that.
Around the house?
Yeah, not old. Not like with a cigar and a book. I mean, when he wore a robe.
Was this after
he got out of the shower? What?
After? Okay, this is a shower, not a bath. Got it.
Yeah, a shower. A shower.
He wore a robe around the house.
I would never get the robes. The robes make no sense to me. Like, because they dry you up, but then they stay wet when they're on top of you. Who wants to have a wet towel draped around their shoulders?
Well, not a good robe. A good robe absorbs it. And then it's fine. But you're not supposed to be in a robe for 3 hours.
I don't know. Look at the Big Lebowski.
All Dave is saying – okay. All Dave is saying is
– it's a real character.
When there's a knock on the – I know there's a real character. When there's a knock on the door and you're not dressed, it's easy to grab the robe, put it on, open the door, get the package. Then you can take the robe off. You don't have to keep it on once it's on. It's not the mask with Jim Carrey.
You don't know if it's an exchange that you need to open the door wider, right?
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
If it's just coffee or maybe it's a big box from Amazon.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a quick question?
You don't have to say that. You can just
do
it.
Did you guys spend a lot of time thinking about what you were going to name your children? How did you come to their names?
Yes. A lot of time.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
I don't recall. I think the name, we just went through every name and list one after the other. And then when one hit, we both agreed on that was it.
Yeah, that's pretty much right. My wife had a list, and I had a list. Your segues are so bizarre.
No, but I realized something. If I have a kid, what I'm going to name her?
What?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Villain.
Villain?
Correct.
No.
Yeah?
No.
I love it. Villy.
Yeah, she's going to be on the poll the second she turns 18.
No, she's not.
With
she's
a name like Villain.
The world.
She's not. You better hope that she's some sort of
superhero.
Uber genius or superhero. You better bathe her in raw sewage.
Hey,
to
you know what they say? The orange don't fall far from a tree.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's I don't know if they say that.
Oh my gosh.
Therefore, you folks are getting a nice treat today at episode 69.
David, how are you doing?
Yeah,
David,
how are you doing?
We really want to know your hair, interesting hairstyle, a little bit like Macklemore, very tight on the sides and the longer on top.
Yep. Just got a cut today. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait. Where did you get a cut?
Where did I get a cut?
Yes, this was a topic of our podcast. Were you getting a lot of haircuts in Wisconsin?
That's right.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Yes. So in St. Louis,
Josh.
Okay.
I decided I was going to stop going to that barber
in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. Yeah, I felt that. I got this sense that he felt it was weird that I was coming. Get haircuts from me, even though I had a place in Racine. Like, it makes sense. Like, I was overstaying my welcome in a way.
It was like the bridges of Madison County.
Stop. Let's stop for a second here. Let's just stop for a second.
Yeah, all right.
Are you? Did you hear what you just said?
What?
What you just said.
Well, I know what I said, but how did you hear it?
Okay. I'm going to it was so insane to me. This man owns a business.
Yeah.
You are coming to him as a customer.
Yeah.
He would like you there every day if you wanted to get one little haircut.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so? Are you kidding me?
I went to high school with this guy.
So what?
But he was a little older than I was. And I felt like he made me feel like I was intruding in his
intruding.
Regular...
It's his business.
I know. I can't explain it.
And by the way, it would be the ultimate compliment for him. You came all the way from St. Louis to get your haircut in Wisconsin. He should feel like this is amazing that this guy does this.
I actually think that's now you've hit it, is that I should have been made to felt special that I would come all the way from St. Louis to get my haircut from
him. Now we're getting to the core of it.
And I think it felt like he was very laissez-faire in my when I would show up. Yes.
He doesn't appreciate you.
He doesn't make me feel special.
That's why you're not going, not for any other reason.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't say thank you enough.
See how we got to the core there, Omar?
Thank you.
That was a very, very, very thin onion that we had to peel away there. I think two layers.
I'm an open book.
And it was easy. We got there. All right.
So I got my hair cut. Listen, someone said, hey, did you get your hair cut? I think there are two lines. And which one do you prefer? One is I got them all cut.
I got them all cut. Yeah,
I got my ears lowered. You ever say that one? That one's come up a couple
times.
Ears
lowered. I never heard that one.
Yeah, someone
said,
I see you got your ears lowered. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I got my hair.
I don't like either.
One thing I wanted to mention about how I'm doing is, do you know that I am in the middle of cicada Mageddon or whatever. Have you guys heard what's going on here?
Yes, I heard it today from one of our colleagues, Dave, who told me that the cicadas are unbelievable there in San Louis. We haven't experienced that here yet. It's not here.
Here's the statistic. For every acre, expect 1 million cicadas per acre.
Oh, my God.
Over the next, 4 to 6 weeks or something like that.
You know, if I was a supervillain, my plan to take over the world would be by creating something that I put into the larva of cicadas.
Of cicadas?
Yeah.
And what would it be?
A poison gas? Sorry.
It would be some kind of where I could control them.
You could control what?
Cicadas.
The cicadas?
Yeah. And I would have them. I would topple governments.
With cicadas?
Like, yeah.
I feel like there's a big gap between your first idea and the conclusion.
It's really,
It's
getting dumber.
How are you taking over using your cicadas?
This is a working script. So
this is once again.
Stay in the shot. Stay in the shot.
The spitballing is unbelievable. Yeah,
but anyway, so the cicadas have emerged. My yard is filled with the husks.
That's what I heard.
And
I heard it's crazy.
You can see them on the tree, but they're still like in a daze. They're not, but they are starting to fly around, and you can hear them. And it's going to get nuts. So
can I tell you what I did? Because we had an infestation, I don't know, 15 years ago, whatever it was. and they were all over my yard. I mean, just crazy and so loud. Those things are so loud.
It's, you can't appreciate how loud they are. It doesn't seem like a bug would, but it,
yes,
it's
crazy. I got a tennis racket and I went out there and I was just swatting them. And I was knocking them down left and right. Neighbors
thought I was were you
nuts.
Doing that? Were you having a bad day, Josh?
They, first of all, the cicadas that we had would dig these holes in our yard.
Yeah. That's where they go. Yeah.
Yes, that's where they go. So you get these 1,000 holes in your yard. So it ruins your yard. That's the first thing. Second thing is they're a nuisance, and they're loud, and they're disruptive. So I wanted them gone. You couldn't even go outside.
Josh, I have 2 acres. I'm going to have 2 million
cicadas.
Yeah, you
can't do it. Well, that's what
I
was going to tell you.
So I'm not going to be out there with a tennis racket.
Don't do it because it takes forever. I felt like I killed thousands, and it didn't even make a dent.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to live through it. Or
so that was my words of wisdom to you. Keep the tennis racket in the in your tennis bag.
Thank you.
Actually, you could actually eat cicadas. You know that, right?
I know. That's everyone talks about that. That
you
can? Great source
you can
of protein.
Eat cicadas?
They do, Josh, in the Midwest, but they have –
In summer camp, we all dared a guy to eat a cicada, and he did.
They're apparently very nutritious, and it's great
jokes
for the
on
ecosystem.
Us, we thought it was gross.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, man, I love some peanut butter right now.
All right, don't get up. You're not allowed to get up.
I'm not getting up.
Okay, good.
Should we start the show?
Yeah, why don't you tell them how to find us, Dave?
How's my quality? Am I coming through? Am I all right?
You're good.
All right,
keep it rolling.
All right, so we would like to hear from you. I don't know how many emails we got. Did we get one recently?
We got one, but it was one that they did not want read.
That's right.
Yeah, so we're not going to read it. We took it. Let just know, Jay, that's the person who wrote it. We read it. We heard you. We were taking it into account, but we're not going to read it at, per your
It wasn't a death threat, if I recall. It wasn't
It was not a
like
death
that.
Threat. No, thank
Good.
God.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could – if. Other than death threats, if you want to send us an email, our email address is friends@fts.media. Or, of course, you could always do DaveJoshOmar@gmail.com. And I don't know who's monitoring that email. That Omar, that's on you.
Yeah.
I know. No one... Actually, I don't – honestly, it's a little disappointing. I'll be – I don't think we've had an email yet.
Yeah, okay. Because All it right. doesn't matter what – as long as people know the email address, they don't mind typing it in.
Yeah. That's – so friends@fts.media.
Yeah.
Or DaveJoshOmar@gmail.com. We are on we have a website. That's friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. We have a YouTube account, Instagram, and TikTok at Friends Talking Shop. Just all one word. You can find us, I'm sure, if you search under that. Josh is putting out just about a post an hour over the last 3 weeks. We
haven't generated
any new content, but Josh
not
is
quite.
Squeezing everything out of our existing content. Through Instagram and TikTok.
My ideas are going to run out soon, but so far we're all right.
Josh is I don't know. You're a limitless amount of ideas.
I think there's a limit. I'm starting to have to really, really think about things.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's kick off the show. So what the show is all about is the three of us come together. We each have a topic. We do not discuss what that topic is. Although my topic, I had to lit on a little bit.
A little
ahead of time.
But we still don't know where you're going with it.
Yes. So we'll get there. But we bring up topics just like if we were – imagine we were at a conference and we sat around a fire pit and just talked about whatever was on our minds. That's what this podcast is like.
Well, for our listeners, you don't have to be at a conference. A fire pit can be anywhere. Anyone can use a fire pit, not just conference.
It doesn't have to be a fire pit. It could be like an igloo. It can be a
igloos. Igloo's not as conducive. Crack house is very difficult
crack house,
to hear.
Ayahuasca. Ayahuasca. Yeah.
That would be – it'd be interesting if we did a – podcast with ayahuasca.
Yeah, I don't think – I think we're doing it right now, actually. One of us.
This format.
You know, by the way, I have a request. How about one time one of you guys inebriate? Or
why?
You guys are always like stone cold sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, listen. We have professional lives and other things that have to be taken into account. And
I'm a professional.
You are, and you also live alone, so you have luxuries we don't have.
Can you ask both of your wives if you can have one
sometimes
like, drunk episode, maybe a quarter, or once a year.
All right, we'll put it on the whiteboard. All it's right. possible.
Yeah, maybe we could have a drunk history.
We actually we can have a drunk. What's that drunken history? That show.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll do something like that. There you go. That's a good idea. If listeners want to hear that, you write in and maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do a drunk episode.
Yeah,
okay.
That sounds like a great idea.
let's kick off the show. We'll go in order of my screen. I'll go Josh, you go first. What's your topic?
All right. So this is going to be a very simple topic, but I'm going to paint the picture first to build up. So as I said initially, we had gone away while we were in between episodes here, and between 60 and 69. Nine of us, we do this every year. We get together and we pick a place and we have a weekend retreat. And this year, because we were all turning 50, we decided to do something a little bit special. So we extended the weekend and we all went out to Phoenix.
So you got hookers?
No, we did not get hookers, Omar.
No,
we did not get hookers. We got a really nice house, a beautiful house in Phoenix, Arizona, and with a nice pool and a fire pit. And it was wonderful.
Was it warm enough to swim?
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful weather. It was 85 during the day and 65 at night. It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. So, and we were there for 4 nights. So we had quite a bit of time together, which was really nice. So the first full day, that we were there, some guys wanted to play golf, but not all of us love golf. So three of us decided we're not playing golf. We didn't want to play golf. So the rest of the guys go out and play golf, and then me and two of my other buddies decide we're going to do something ourselves that's not golf, and we decided to rent ATVs and drive them through the desert, which we thought was really cool because we were right by this place and we were right by a path, and it was supposed to be great. You might want to put it on mute when you're coughing up a lung there, Omar.
Yeah, you're right, Omar.
Either way.
Looked like you were struggling there.
Either way.
You're right?
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. So we ended up renting this big ATV, like a four-seater, because we couldn't get three ATV. It doesn't matter why, but we rented a four person ATV for the three of us, and we show up to get the ATV, and it's funny because the guy says, okay, you got to sign this waiver, and we sign these waivers. We're not really reading them. And then my buddy Adam says, can we get helmets? And the guy goes, you just signed a waiver saying you don't want them. Like, what? Like, all right, no helmets. Like, okay, so we get the ATV. Go ahead, Dave. You have a question?
Yes. Are you all three on the same ATV?
Yes.
Or in sharing driving? Okay.
It's a four-person ATV, and the guy said he downloaded an app for us on our phones and said, you just follow this map. There's a map. And it's like, to get to the other side, like, takes 2.5-3 hours. I mean, it's a long trail. It's really long. So we're like, we don't really want to be out here that long, but we had it for the whole day, but we're like, we'll go, and then when we're done, we'll turn around and come back. So we go out, and we start on the trail, and it's like, this thing goes up to like 45 miles an hour or something like that, but he goes, you're never going to go over 15. We're like, okay, we'll see
15.
About that. Yeah, that's what we say. We're like, we want to ride this thing. We're not going to 15. But when you go out there, it's not like a trail where it's like dirt and flat, and you're seeing all the sights, and you're cruising. It's like, we were up on three wheels at one point. You have to navigate these big, steep rocks, and we're like shitting ourselves.
Did you enjoy it or not?
Yes, I loved it. Loved it. We're like, now we realize why it takes so long to get through, because you are going slow, because it's treacherous. And by the way, everyone who passed us is wearing helmets.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You could have flipped it.
They're all wearing the – yes, we came close once.
Is there a crash bar across?
Thankfully, there's a top and there's a roll. So okay. If we did, and it's, the harness is pretty good that you have on the thing, so you're in there. But it was quite crazy, and it's so loud too. We brought a speaker, but you couldn't hear it because the ATV itself is so loud. It's so loud while it's running. But anyway, and he told us, by the way, watch out for snakes and blah blah blah.
Yeah, of course.
Scorpion. Yeah, we saw snakes out there, or at least my one buddy Mike did. And I
are there electric ATVs now or not that aren't loud? Do those exist?
Golf carts.
Golf carts, yeah.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like four wheeling off the road.
Yeah,
sure,
maybe.
Right?
I can't imagine there wouldn't be.
Huh,
I can't imagine there wouldn't be. Yeah. But this was not. This was not. So anyway, the story is not even the ATV. The story is this. And I want you this was unbelievable. So I'm with my buddy Mike and my buddy Adam, okay? And my buddy Adam is driving now the last leg. We've now made it through two. We've gotten so far, we're like, you know, we might as well just go out and push out, because we looked at the map. We're like, we're not turning around and going back through this. We'll go out, because once you get out, you can go to a highway – And then you could literally just drive around. It's street legal. So we can make it back to the ATV place and turn it back in. Let's go through. So he's doing the last leg. Now, my buddy Adam, just to set it up so you know who he is a really good guy. Okay. And when I mean a good guy, I don't mean like just a nice guy. He's a nice guy. But he's
this
also like
the bad doctor, is it?
No. He's there, but he's not in the ATV.
Okay.
This guy dedicated his life to nonprofit. He did a whole thing for inner city children that he started. I mean, he's a generally good guy who wants to help.
Did he come from money?
No, nothing crazy, not at all.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. Just asking.
But he started this I'm just telling you that to give you a sense of who he is. Okay.
Okay.
For the purpose of the story.
Would you describe Dave or I as good guys?
Yeah. I would describe both of you as good guys, but not in the same vein as Adam.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty charitable.
You are, but it's a different type of good guy. That's all I'm saying.
Like, is he better than us?
In certain ways, yes. In certain ways, no.
Is he a God-fearing man?
I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to give more description of Adam. He knows who he is.
All right.
You have better hair than him, Omar. Is that what you want to hear? So anyway, we make it through the thing, and we're finally at the end of the trail, right? And at the end of the trail is this big dirt area, flat, and then it's the highway. You see the highway, and you can go left or you can go right. And as we pull out of the trail onto this dirt area, we see people. And in particular, there's this one older woman, maybe in her early 60s. Let's call her early 60s.
Nude.
No. Pretty, let's use as kind as I can, a heavy set woman who was in her early 60s, and she's standing basically in front of our ATV because she's obviously walking across this dirt path. And she says to us, she turns to us and says, "Oh, which way are you guys turning? Like, you know, I want to get out of the way." And I said to her, I'm in the passenger seat and Adam's driving. And I said, "Oh, we're going right." She says, "Okay, I'll go over this way." And then Adam says to her, and I quote, "Don't worry. If I hit you, there'd probably be more damage to this ATV than to you."
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Just now, as he's saying it, both my mouth and Mike's mouth drop to the floor like, what the hell are you? Why would you say that? And I see this woman's face like her eyes kind of like, you know, they go away, so to speak. You know what I mean? They're like, I can't. What did this guy just say to me? Like in disbelief. And then as we're pulling out to go on the highway, Adam goes, I can't believe I just said that.
Oh, he regretted it.
Oh, he so here's the deal. So as we're driving on the highway to the restaurant, we're going to eat, and then we're going to go back and return the ATV. He's literally he's beating himself up. He's like, I didn't mean it like that. I can't believe it. And Mike and I are just leaning into him. Yeah. How did you say that to her? That was the rudest thing I ever heard.
Was he insulting the ATV? Like he was trying to
stick yes.
Oh, he was
That's
saying.
That's what he meant. Okay. Like we're driving a piece of shit.
Right.
Don't worry. Oh. This is a piece of shit. But that's clearly not how it came out to anybody, including her. And it was very obvious. So we drive down the road, about 10 minutes down the road. There's this great lunch place overlooking the lake, whatever. We park the ATV. We go into lunch. Adam still can't. He's beside himself. He's going, I can't believe I said that. I feel awful. This is unbelievable. And we said, relax. You're never going to see her again. Let's just have lunch and we'll, you know, don't even think twice about it. You didn't mean it that way. I know it came out awful, but you didn't mean it. 5 minutes later, she comes in and she sits down right at the table right behind us. Okay? So now Adam's going, I got to say something to her.
Yes.
And we're going, no, don't do that. Are you crazy? You're going to make it worse. So that's where I'll leave the story. What do you do?
I know
what do you do?
I go up to her.
I would too.
What would you say?
No, I would. If I was you, Josh, I would go up for him.
For him? Interesting.
Yes.
So you would ask me to go up for you?
No, I would offer. I'll go, Adam.
You think I should have offered? And what do you think I should have said? Give me.
You should offer. I'd be like, hi, I'm sorry. So this is something that my friend, he is so, I'm not sure if you heard what he said, but it was intended to be that ATV we're in was fell apart literally after we saw you. The piece of it came off. It was falling apart. And that's what he meant when he said that to you. If we did that the wrong way. Anyway, he's calling himself just, he's, but letting you know he's right over there. And you want to know? Anyway, he feels really bad.
That sounds terrible. Dave?
Yeah, I would go up to her and say, hey, I was on the ATV before, whatever. I said something. I hope I didn't come out right. I was commenting how awful the ATV was, and it just came out wrong. I'm really sorry. That's not what I meant. I would – no doubt would I say that. In fact, I had a situation that just happened to me when I was in New York. I said goodbye to somebody. What was it?
You pay for her lunch?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that's a good move.
That's interesting. Yeah.
You could do that too. Then the whole thing is, more than made up for.
So what happened to you, Dave, in New York? What did you? What,
well, I said something as I was saying goodbye, and I realized they didn't understand what I said, and it was like kind of it's hard to explain, but they didn't understand. I ended up texting later and said, I don't know if you heard what I said. I said it like this. It may have come across like I explained it because I didn't want it to like
was
sound
it insulting
strange.
What you said?
Was it could have came across insulting, I suppose, but
okay.
Anyway, so I fixed it because I didn't like how it stood, and if you have that opportunity, that's a gift for him.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's a complete opposite because Mike and I said no, don't do it. She probably feels horrible enough already. The last thing she wants is for you to come up to her. That's what we told him. So as we paid the bill. And as we got up, Mike and I were walking out, and we go, where's Adam? And we turn around. He went back to her table.
Good.
And he talked to her. And he apologized and said, listen, that's not what I meant by it. So he did go and try to right his wrong.
And?
Good.
And, we asked, what did she say?
He's now they're
dating.
Engaged.
Are they dating now?
Yes. And now they are married. They have three wonderful children. No, she actually was very nice about it. She said, don't think twice about it. I didn't think of it that. It was so obvious she thought of it that way. It was so obvious when he said that. I mean, it was like a knife that went right through her heart. You could just see it. The words just piercing her very being as he said.
You got to get that stuff on video. That's what TikTok is for.
Well, normally we don't think kind Adam, who helps the inner city kids and everyone in need, is going to lay a horrible, horrible body shaming line on somebody like that.
Well, clearly Adam has a dark side.
Yes, he does.
I agree.
It was humble. But he was – even after he apologized, though, I mean, he just couldn't get – he was killing himself. He couldn't get – like, Adam, get over it. You're good now. Relax.
Have you ever been in a situation where you are talking – you just feel really bad? Like, I'm thinking of a time where I'm talking about someone and I realize they're standing right there.
Right there. Yes. Oh. I have done that.
I don't get over that quickly.
No. And what you do is – and so this is – it's so funny you said that because that's exactly what I was going to ask you next. It's exactly – almost exactly what I was going to ask you next.
We're in the same cycle.
We really are. But I was – so I've done that where I've said something. I've talked to somebody about someone else and then they're right there. And I don't – and here's the part that you don't know whether they heard you or not.
Yeah.
So what you do is – or at least what I do – is I make it worse, and then I bring them into the fold, and then literally just try to sugarcoat exactly what I just said about them thinking that they heard it. So if they didn't hear it, I just screwed myself. And even if they did, it's an obvious attempt to just blanket over what I did.
Have you done that, Omar?
I have misspoken and also been a number of times.
I don't believe it.
I've offended people occasionally.
Right, you talking about Soul Man?
Even actually, I was at the going through the airport in London, and something happened, and I made a comment, and the TSA worker goes, "You talking to me?" I'm like, "No. I'm not talking to you. I'm just talking to myself." He goes, "Who else? Who are you talking to?" Myself. I'm like, I would never, ever. You guys have an impossible job. And and he believed me, and then he moved me to the front of the line. I'm able to feign authenticity really well.
Wow. Okay, can I ask you something? Were you talking about him? Yes.
I was talking about the adjacent.
Okay, but you're talking about
actually. I was talking about him. That's right. I was. Yeah. They were. I was actually because the guy in front of me somehow triggered some security thing. So the luggage wasn't moving for like 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh yeah, I think you talked about this.
Okay,
so right. You're able. You generated right. Into.
I remember this story. You did tell this story previously. It was a clear agent, right?
No. This happened.
That's a different
2 weeks
story.
Ago.
Okay, that's a different story.
Caught in a situation. I can almost always talk my way out of it every time.
All right. Well, that's what I try to do too.
I think you think that's true.
Yeah.
I think like many times that's not true.
Right.
You're walking away like, I fixed it, and they're all upset.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No, I have a particularly high sensitivity to people's energies.
Well, it's like Adam thinks he fixed it. Meanwhile, this woman's at home, you know, writing her.
This Adam character, I don't know how I feel about him. Is he a reckless driver?
Yeah. Is he what?
He's a reckless driver. You keep on calling him a good guy. It's like, what is this?
It's funny.
What is this?
It's funny you call him a reckless driver because that is one of our fondest memories of Adam. He did when we were in high school. He was driving on a main road with us in the car, all four of us, and for some reason he was drag racing somebody else.
What is trying with to, this, Adam?
Was it this? Was it the same woman?
It was not. Well, he lost control of the car and went over the he lost control of the car, went over the curb, and literally got his car between. You know how you have like utility poles, and then there's like a I don't know what it is, a cord. It's not a cord, but it's like the gray metal thing that goes diagonal down to the ground off the utility pole.
Yeah,
he fit the car between that cord and the utility pole.
This Adam.
And he was just shaking up. He's also fallen asleep driving some of my friends on the highway. He did that once. So there you go. That's Adam. But he's
good
a good
guy.
Dude.
Good guy, yeah. That's what good guys go for.
I have a question. Who's the worst dude you hang out with? Are they all good dudes, Josh?
Worst in what way?
I don't know. Like, if someone needed help on this, who of your friends who would be least likely – to be a good Samaritan.
To help you move?
Well, not to help you move. If someone needed help on this trip, we do have our friend Matt, who everybody does love, but we do love him in smaller doses. Let's put it that way. He gets a little belligerent, and he also
– Is he a listener of this
Yeah, he'll hear this, and he knows who he is. and he just gets into a mood, so to speak. But – the good news is that the guy can't hang like he used to. He went to bed the first day. He played golf, by the way, got rip roaring drunk because the guy can't stop. He has a problem. He drinks when he starts drinking beer. He drinks it like it's water. I've never seen anyone drink a beer like he does. Never. It's just boom, 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 boom. It's gone. Next one. Boom, boom, boom. And he can't stop. He has no control whatsoever. He was in bed by 4 o'clock. He's like, I got to rest my eyes. I'm going to take a nap before dinner. We didn't see him till 11 the next day.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, we get our reprieve from there. But
count your blessings. Yeah.
Yeah. He's
has Matt ever been in danger of not being invited back?
No, we would never do that. But there are people who want to beat the shit out of him by the end of the, end of the week.
That happens every year.
I can't deny that.
Every year.
Yeah, that's every year. Yeah, that's right.
Why don't you like tranquilize him or something?
No, because we kind of like the antics, or at least I like the antics.
Yeah, but you need a Frank Burns in the group. You know Frank Burns?
Yeah.
That's a different Frank. Burns from MASH?
Right. Yeah, it's an older reference, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He's just the guy you pick on, and every group needs a Frank Burns. You need someone to pick on, otherwise.
Yeah. He's got his he does his antics and it's you know it's his thing and it's something we all kind of love and hate at the same time. It's wonderful. It's what makes him him.
Yeah.
So there was right, by the way, I'll leave it at this. There was this was funny now, but it's not funny at the time. There was a sunken living room in this house, and then it's my bedroom. There was a step up, right? And then you go into my bedroom, and the whole thing was tiled, and they tiled the step up the same tile as the living room. So it was very difficult to see.
Yeah.
And I bashed my toe into this thing
multiple times.
Oh, it was bleeding profusely multiple times during the weekend.
That's I'm funny, sorry, you say Josh. That.
I don't know what's going on. We did an Airbnb in Arizona one time. They had the living room was one step down. I don't know why they do this. Is this an Arizona thing? My mom completely crashed into like the coffee table because you couldn't see it unless
if you're going to do that, make it a different shade or a different something. It looked invisible, and I kept smashing my same toe into it.
You think
over and over?
That's the worst, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for that topic, Josh. Let's go to Lion King over here.
Yeah.
With his hair, you really got a lot going on.
Got a good meme
right now.
Going. Got a good meme going.
Omar, you got it ready for your topic?
Yeah. I suppose I am. Yeah. And we got you guys. We haven't seen each other for a long time.
It's been too long.
Have you got a haircut since then? Did you get your ears lowered?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's nice to see you guys. I was in a variety of places.
You were?
Yeah,
I was in the Middle East when those historical floods hit.
Right.
Yeah, that's when we did our last podcast. So we did hear about your flooding. It was unbelievable.
And I went to London. Went to my friend's 40th, had a really wonderful time, if you know what I mean.
Nope.
Yeah.
Explain.
And then I ended up in LA, and LA is always, I never want to go back, but when I'm there, I never want to leave. It's one of those places.
Yeah.
And it's been a really nice time, but I was there. I had an encounter, and I'm curious how you guys would have handled this. It's one of those situations that Josh asked about how you'd handle it. So I am doing what everybody does in LA who's visiting, which is hiking, right? In Runyon Canyon. When you go to LA, you hike. That's one of the things you do.
That's everyone does.
Yeah. All right.
You guys have never hiked in LA?
Yeah, actually, I was in Sequoia when I was in LA. So yes.
I've hiked in California. I don't know.
Yeah,
well, there you go.
Same difference.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I'm hiking with my friend Heidi, who's one of my besties. She lives there now. She's an aspiring actress. And,
in LA? No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's sort of a two-part story. So the first part is we're walking and we're talking about whatever. And all of a sudden she sees these two guys. And she somehow knew that these guys were like Latin. So they start speaking in Spanish.
That would be the clue right there. That would be the clue.
Yeah. And so I didn't, they were engaged in a conversation. They didn't know each other, but you could tell they were like talking. And so what do I do? I'm like, so I walked away and I was with Chachi Boy. So we're like doing our thing, like not too far, but it's going on like 5 minutes later.
I don't understand what the hell you're talking about.
What's the etiquette?
Wait. You saw two random dudes.
She did.
Talking in Spanish to one another. What do you mean, what's the etiquette?
No, I'm sorry. My friend Heidi started talking to them in Spanish.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Okay. Oh, I didn't? I'm sorry.
Very important detail.
Oh, sorry.
Very important detail.
In Spanish.
Okay. That's very different.
Yeah.
She starts talking to them. Now you are in the fourth wheel and you can't even partake.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
So I hung around for 5 minutes. I eventually was like, what's the etiquette here? What would you guys have done there?
Five minutes?
Yeah.
5 minutes.
I would say, la puerta está abierta.
What does that mean?
That means who left the door open. That's the only phrase I know. And that's from Seinfeld, from the Busboy episode when George left the door open and the cat got out.
I think once he hit the three-minute mark – I think I would
walk away.
I would start walking. Oh, I'd be on my phone.
I wouldn't leave her. No, I gotta be rude.
I think my phone is getting involved at some point here.
That's right. You don't leave her. You just distance yourself.
Start walking.
Yes.
But also, it could be considered as me being antisocial.
No, it's not because
not when they're speaking another language.
Exactly. If you walk over there, Omar.
But maybe they assume. Listen, I look Latino.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
People feel they're like Mark Antony.
I'm not kidding. I've gotten that before.
Yeah. Come on. Stop.
Okay.
Okay.
So look, I went back in. So anyway, that happened. And then we're talking some more. And she explained something to me that was like this crazy thing. So she's been there for 3 years now, New Yorker. And she's like, it's really hard. She's telling me it's very hard for her to one of the challenges being a woman trying to get into the industry is that everyone she meets that can help her want to date her.
Oh, yeah.
Every single person. And
the
because she doesn't want to date them, her it is having severe repercussions on her career. And she's like, can you like be like what's some advice you'd give me? Like, how do I? I'm like, well, I could be like your like boyfriend, like start talking about that way. That's something, I guess. And I was going through some like Monte Carlo simulations, and then I hit it. And I think that we have a billion-dollar rom-com, which is this.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
So she's going to be she plays herself, trying to get a role in Hollywood. All these like lecherous Harvey Weinstein motherfuckers or whatever. They're not all like Harvey Weinstein. I don't want to say that, but there's that quid pro quo almost.
Yes.
And then she decides that she has this idea. She tells her best girlfriend, listen, let's play who's also an actress. Let's say that we're a lesbian couple.
Okay.
And we're lesbians. And then, and because of that, like we are not into men. And so they play that role. So they begin to meet men, but then they're a lesbian couple who are so like whatever that men just want to hang out with them because they're this cool it couple. And because they keep bringing other girls or whatever, that doesn't happen as much. But the point is, eventually both their careers start taking off, and then they also fall in actual love, right?
Come on,
yeah. No, listen, but they're not lesbians. It's a rom-com. It can happen, and then
but they're not
lesbians.
Really
get to know each other, and they get to know each other, and they become lesbians, and then they have an invariable fight, but one of them goes straight again. And then there's that fight in the end, and they get back together again, and they get back together, and they have a lesbian relationship, and they're happy.
This is going to be a
trilogy.
Pansexual. Like, listen, everybody nowadays is across the spectrum, Josh, including your buddy Adam, apparently. Okay, so my point is, it's all a spectrum, and this embraces that, especially in today's life. It's a woke movie, but it'll be funny. But it's funny, especially navigating Hollywood, which is a my meant. It's a very women empowering film. On how to navigate a white male dominated industry.
Okay. All right. First
of
all,
what do you think,
Dave? Well, I'm trying to wrap my mind around the plot. So you have a lesbian couple.
It's kind of like Soul Man, but instead of like painting their face, they act like they have a different whatever.
Can I repeat it back before?
It's Reverse Three's Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Reverse.
But in today's modern age, and they actually fall in love.
Yeah, it's a Reverse Three's Company.
That can happen. Otter couples have you seen any Seth Rogen film? Do you see who he ends up with?
Yes, I do. And that's because he writes the film.
That's my point. Funny.
He gets to write himself in with what's her face.
This is a $10 million script right now.
It's not good. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not good. I like some of the things you've come up with lately. I'm not going to lie to you. You've actually come up with some pretty good things.
Time out for a second. So it's a lesbian couple. They want to make
not
it
a lesbian
Hollywood.
Couple.
It's best
they're
friends.
Not.
You're both straight.
They're best friends.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
best
they're both
friends,
hit
off straight.
So much. Their careers are always damaged. Like, let's play like we're a couple. So they each navigate in their own way and sometimes together. And now because they're a couple and men view them as, well, they're not even the women. They're madly
Omar,
in love with each other.
You're
they
missing
don't
the whole-
navigate the industry. Until they both become famous and they actually fall in love.
Yeah, but here's the problem. The problem is that they're not going to get the roles because they're lesbians and the director decides, I can't have them. So I'll just hire them for the role. If it's a director who's a casting couch director or Harvey Weinstein, they'll just move on to the next one.
No, they'll invite them out because they can help them.
They don't want to help them. They just want them sexually. That's what you're telling me.
They don't view them sexually anymore. But they're like,
right. And therefore, they're not going to consider them for the role.
There's a gray area there where they keep them around. Everybody wants to be around lesbians.
Okay. This is this idea is so flawed on so many levels. It's almost an affront to the LGBTQ community.
No. I'm kidding about the second part. But my point is, it's a movie that embraces the pansexuality nature.
You want a comedy.
Yes,
where,
a rom-com.
Right, but the rom is the problem. You got the com.
No,
two straight girls pretending to be lesbians.
They fall in love.
Well, you said the second part wasn't happening.
No, it was happening. No, an ex guy comes in and then like, no, I actually love you, and they're back together again.
Yeah, it's I don't see it. It doesn't have enough.
Do you believe in love?
Yeah. Are you Huey Lewis?
Clearly not. He can't see through this script. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, this is not going anywhere. I'm sorry.
So it's a pass for you for a script.
It's a pass. It's a pass.
Dave, what do you
think? Sorry.
Well, I think there are dumber scripts that have been made.
That's true.
Certainly.
I'll give you that.
I don't know, with right casting, with some clever jokes. But you're saying this straight couple,
Kristen Stewart. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have like Ellen DeGeneres.
Kristen Stewart and Ellen DeGeneres.
What if they're reading for a role with a female director or female casting agent?
Even better.
Well, they said they're lesbians.
Yeah. Now they get the same problem.
So they're not avoiding the casting couch that way.
Yeah, but there's not very many female directors. Penny Marshall.
Well, Penny. Okay, you're being.
That's not true. There's a lot of women directors.
Not true
Come
at
on.
All now.
There are. This is. It's a look, guys. It's a male dominated industry. It is what it is.
I'll give you that.
That's out of turn here.
But there are enough female directors now that they'd run.
I'd like to see one of Josh's scripts. Would it be about 12 guys getting the same house every year together? And this guy Buzz.
Mine would be nine.
You don't have to lash out at Josh just because he liked your script. That's
you don't have to lash out at me. I understand what you're – I get it. Rejection's hard. It's hard.
I think there could be something here. I think you –
Thank you, David.
Yeah, I think it's bare bones. I think we need to work at it. I think
it could be something. Okay. You know what you made here? This is what you made. What's that movie with
Back to the Future.
No, Kevin James and Adam Sandler, where they're firefighters and they have to pretend that they're getting married, so they have health coverage. I can't remember what it is. Chuck and Larry. It's like Chuck and Larry, you're getting married or something like that.
Yeah,
that's what you're
Chuck
going.
Chuck and Larry's
for.
Wedding.
Chuck and Larry's Wedding, whatever the hell it's called. You, it's a funny movie. It's actually, I don't think you could make it today. By the way, based on how they made it then,
probably. Not.
But anyway. You have to make something like that. It's a reverse threes company. They don't get together at the end. That kills the whole thing of it. The comedy is they have to navigate their way through Hollywood pretending they're lesbians. But they're really not.
Why can't they fall in love?
That's the comedy of it.
Why can't they fall in love?
Because you just took away the whole thing of it. Then they actually are lesbians.
What about your actress friend?
So it kills the whole beginning.
That's my point, Josh. They're not lesbians. They're bi, but they choose to be with each other.
Well, if they're bi, then the casting couch director can still won't be turned off by them.
Their preferences in general, but they're only into each other.
You're slicing this thing so thin.
I'll ask you again. Do you believe in love? Do you believe it's true?
It's true? Yeah. No, it's a pass.
David, I'll let you buy it at a $100,000 valuation.
It's a pass.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, it's a pass. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's get back to the other topic, which was much more interesting. The Spanish people talking. Here's the deal. If you're standing there like an idiot and not participating in the thing and no one is A, introducing you or B, looking your way when they're talking, you have every right to kind of take a couple steps back and they know you're not a Spanish speaker. Okay, so that's the thing. They don't want you in the conversation if they're not going to say "hablo español" to you or something like to see if you can actually partake in what they're talking about. So you have every right to. I would back up a couple steps. I'd get on my phone and I just wait it out. That's what I would do with that. That's much more intriguing than your Jack Tripper story for women.
Yeah.
By the way, just for the record, I told this story to a director in L.A. and he fucking loved it. I'm not kidding. Sure.
Did he want to date
I'm
you?
Well, no, he's doing a film right now with like Steven Seagal and shit.
Steven Seagal? V. Steven Seagal?
Yeah.
Okay. I take back everything I said. That guy is a box office blockbuster.
He's not even alive.
Bonanza.
Josh, you couldn't make it in L.A.
You're right. I couldn't make it in L.A. You're 100% right. Which one of us?
Guys, we are like the Zucker and Abrams team. We need to pivot FTS into a movie script. I'm not buying this one yet, but I think this is our future. It can't be FTS forever. We have to. The money is in content for Netflix. We need to be cranking this out.
What if you had two college mascots that fell in love but didn't know each other's gender because they're in the mascot uniform the entire time?
Isn't that flurries? That like isn't that like a?
I just came up with that.
Two mascots.
There's that weird like sex group where they like dress up
are called furries, and those are people who do that as a kink. I'm talking about two mascots. They're rivalries, and they see each other all the time.
How do you get around the fact that they can't take their mask off to find out or ask each other the question? So how?
Listen, I got to work through that. It's a very new idea. I just came over the 20 seconds ago. But I'm trying to come up with something akin to what Omar has, a rom-com of something of surprise. And that would be
I think there's a long overdue rom. Maybe it has Queen Latifah and like Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all on the cutting room floor, as they say.
Yeah, it's right, like a modern day version of when Stella got her groove back.
Yeah, sure. Great topic.
I'm trying to think of a way to play a mascot for your title.
It's a horrible idea, Dave. Don't even put it two thoughts. It's a, I was trying to come up with something in 2 seconds that was better than Omar's shit.
I like the mascot idea better.
It's way better. It's way better. And at the end, they both take off their big giant heads and they see each other for the first time. And it's two dudes, and they're straight, and they go, oh, well.
What are you going to do?
High five, and then it's over.
You do see, he does believe in love. He does believe in love.
Yeah.
All right, is it time for my topic?
It is.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. So my topic is a contest that it's going to take all summer to find out who's the winner. So you guys got the email that
– We did. We got the email.
So I've been listening to this podcast. They do something called the great summer movie
George.
Wager, something like that. And what they try to do is they try to predict which movie over the summer will make the most money in the U.S., not worldwide, just in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And try to pick. And for our exercise, we'll try and pick the top five movies.
Got it.
One through five. I want each of you. So I'll read the list I sent you. We'll try to get this in order as much as possible. It's a fascinating exercise, but I don't think you really appreciate it until we get to the end of the summer. So I'm going to have you guys go first, but I'll read the list. We have Deadpool 3 or Deadpool and Wolverine, I think is one. Bad Boys, Ride or Die with Will Smith and
Martin Lawrence.
Despicable Me 4, mm-hmm. cartoon movie. Quiet Place Day One, that's a horror movie with
Krasinski.
Thank you. Inside Out 2, it's a Disney Pixar
animation.
Right? Inside Out 1.
Yeah.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
The Watchers, I don't know that one.
I looked it up. It looks pretty shitty.
Okay. Yeah. The Fall Guy, which I just saw recently.
Oh, you did? You have an advantage.
A little bit, and I know how it's been doing, so that's a little bit advanced. The Garfield movie,
mm-hmm.
Borderlands, which is a movie based on a video game.
Oh, right.
The Horizon.
I don't know
which
that
is a Kevin Costner Western. Kind of like that'll appeal to probably Red State sort of
thing.
They're
trying to build off his drama.
Exactly,
and Yellowstone. And,
right, Yellowstone.
Yep, they're trying to build off that success.
We'll call that all one movie. Long Legs, which I'm not sure what that is.
Anime.
Furiosa.
It's anime? Long Legs is anime?
Like and like a Pixar movie or something.
Okay. Well, that's two different things.
Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. So Mad Max. I don't know if you saw that movie. And then Twisters, which is the sequel to Twister, the tornado movie. All right. So, Josh, I want you to give me one through five
I can do that.
One being the most popular, well, the highest grossing movie of the summer. Give me your 1 through 5.
Let me just say this first. When I looked over this list, I thought two things. One, lot of sequels.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Lot of sequels. And two, a lot of just remakes of things that already existed.
Well, that's what movies are doing now. They can't – it's so expensive to make.
Yes.
You can't afford
Very
to try
few
new
of
properties.
These are original ideas.
I know.
Like Omar's rom-com idea. Very few are like that. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to pick
film.
Up your script. I'm going to pick up your script. And I'm going to run with it because I just realized – It, versus these movies, it sounds like it's a winner.
Right.
But anyway, putting Omar's Reverse Three's Company script out of the mix, I think it's pretty obvious to me.
All
so
right.
Number one, I'm going to go with – this is going to be a personal favorite because I asked myself, which one would I go to first? And that would
All
be
right.
Planet of the Apes.
All right, Planet of the Apes.
Okay?
All right.
I love Planet of the Apes movies. They're
yep.
fantastic. Most sequels suck. These things keep getting better.
Okay.
And the way they're able to train these apes to speak like humans is – I don't think people appreciate that enough.
It's okay? remarkable. Yeah,
it's
it really is.
It's remarkable. You yeah. go and get this many apes and teach them to, the lines.
Wait,
like
wait,
this.
Wait. Hold on a second. You've been watching Howard Stern for 25 years. Baba Booey is, if anything, he's already been doing this. This is old news.
He has been doing this. But I think that movie looks amazing. Okay.
All so right, that's, Planet of the Apes is your one.
Planet of the Apes is number one. Then I'm going to go down this list. I didn't even know Bad Boys had made a sequel, first of all. I saw the very first one.
Yeah.
There's more than this one.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
They're like, this is the third or fourth one.
There's a lot of them.
Are there more than – okay.
I can't imagine. Who wants to see Martin Lawrence anymore? I mean
– Or Will Smith.
He was
funny. Will Smith, right? Will Smith
yeah,
is
Will
coming
Smith
off the
too.
Controversy.
But Martin
right?
Lawrence was funny in the first one. I really liked it, but I have no interest in seeing Martin Lawrence anymore. I liked him in the 90s.
All right.
Long Legs is out. I don't even know what the hell that is. Twisters, no chance. That's going to be in the top five. Mad Max, I'm going to tell you this. It's probably there. I'm not going to put it there, but it probably is there. I watched the last Mad Max. It sucked.
Oh, stop.
Everybody
it.
Loves
on, you're
these
crazy.
Mad Max
That's
movies.
That's a great movie.
I don't
you're
understand
crazy.
Them at all. And I watched the preview for this. I saw the preview for this several
yes.
times. It looks like the same friggin' movie.
Well, yes. Why? It, the first was so great.
It looks like the same
with fire
movie.
And,
it's yeah. so bad. It's an unwatchable film.
Oh, boy.
It's probably going to be there. I'm not putting it in there.
Okay.
I'm going to put my number two being Despicable Me.
Despicable Me.
Look, I mean, those movies just they're juggernauts.
Yeah.
Despicable Me is a great series. So it'll probably not be nearly as good as the first couple, but it'll be up there. So that's number two. I'm going to put The Fall Guy number three. Ryan Gosling's on a nice trend here. Everyone seems to love him. I'm going to put Deadpool number four because I've never – I didn't see Deadpool 2, but I did see Deadpool 1. I loved it. I thought it was really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming if they made 3, the 2 could have been pretty good too. The Watchers looks like a flaming pile of shit. I saw that preview.
Okay.
That looks just god-awful. The Garfield movie looks incredibly stupid. I know that's for little kids, but it still looks incredibly dumb. And I'm debating on the last one. Quiet Place, the first one was really good. Didn't see the second one. Had no interest in seeing the second one, actually. I don't
All
know
right,
how
well,
they're making another one.
It's telling.
It's yeah, so I don't want to see that one either. The last one to me falls between The Horizon with the Kevin Costner thing and Inside Out 2. Because Inside Out 1 I think was a big hit and it's I don't know, but I don't know anything about The Horizon, but if it's Kevin Costner, Yellowstone was so big.
Yep.
I'm going to go The Horizon.
Oh, The Horizon, all right.
Yeah, I'm going to take
These are
I'm going
unconventional.
To take it, I am right. unconventional. I'm going to take a chance on it because
Wait, which one together? They're I don't understand.
Yeah, together. They're together. Dave said.
Yeah, let's use chapter one because you can't add two movies together. That'd be too much.
Yeah. So I'll
so we'll say the first one. Okay.
I'll do chapter one. I mean, look, right. I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm sure Mad Max, that piece of crap, is going to fall into there. I don't know how anyone likes that crap, but I mean, that
right.
those are my five. Those are my five.
All right, Omar.
I'm going to go with Despicable Me.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Kingdom.
Yep.
Deadpool.
Yep. These are my five.
Inside Different Out order. 2.
Ah.
And then Furiosa.
That's the Mad Max one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, my picks.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Inside Out 2.
Oh, so you have some inside knowledge on Inside Out that I don't have.
Despicable Me 4.
You guys have some inside knowledge.
I'm going to do Deadpool 3. I'm going to go with the thing is, these kid movies make so much money because the parents got to like take their kids and
they
do something.
They do. But there's a lot of them, and so they're going to have to choose.
I'm going to say I don't think Twisters is going to be that good.
No,
and I think Bad Boys. I have no interest. I think I'm going to throw that one out. I have a hard time with this one. After the three, I'll do Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes 4.
Mm.
And I will do, I think there's half the country's conservative, so I'm going to put Horizon 5.
There you go. So you didn't like The Fall Guy then. You have some knowledge there. You didn't put it in your 5.
And I saw it. I loved it, by the way. It's a great movie. I already know it didn't open that well. So.
Oh, God. Come on.
Hey, it's my contest. All right, so what we're going to do, I think we put some money on it, whoever gets closest to matching.
Well, you guys still owe me from a bet we made a while ago that I never cashed.
No one remembers it.
Yeah. I don't recall it. Yeah. I don't think
it was a dinner that I'm supposed to get from
this one will be written down, and it's on the podcast, so it'll be hard to refute.
The other one was on the podcast as well.
I don't recall. Yeah. So I think at the end of the summer, somewhere around end of August, we will find the official.
Okay. Fine.
We'll come back to that one. So
done.
If anyone else wants to play and you beat us, Omar will send you a free bottle of Deacon whiskey.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea?
Does that work, Omar?
Yeah, sure.
All right. That sounds legit.
That's my topic. What else we have? We covered the landscape here.
We covered everything. And if I'm missing something on this Mad Max thing, someone's got to write in on that too, that I'm nuts. If anyone agrees with me, I couldn't even watch the last one. Couldn't get through it. It was so
good.
I didn't even understand what the hell was going on. It made
no sense.
That's
part of the problem. Yeah.
Zero sense to me.
Did you watch on your phone? Like, this is a thing to watch in a theater.
Not only did I, so my daughter was taking a class, like I can't remember what it was, some utopia class or whatever the hell it was. Or
ayahuasca?
Like, no, not ayahuasca. It was some sociology class about dystopian societies. And she had to watch this. And
really?
Yeah, she had been home for – I can't remember where we were all together. And she's like, you guys got to watch this with me. So we all watched it together. We all hated it. All four of us hated it.
My wife hated it too, but that kind of says more about you.
It sucks. Anyway.
Guys like this movie. It's based on what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be wrong, but that's okay.
All right. Well, I think that is probably enough FTS. You haven't had us for 3 weeks, but this is probably enough for you. This is episode 69. I just want to remind you that this is episode 69. Which is hilarious to me. Feel free to reach out to us again at our email,
69!
friends at fts.media. Check us out on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube at Friends Talking Shop, @FriendsTalkingShop. And we will try to get on the schedule and make this more frequent.
We're trying. We're trying, folks. We are trying.
Yeah, busy folks. Well, until next time, it's great to talk to you. See you later, everybody.
See ya.
Smell ya.